You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? It is Friday, March 29th. This is Locked On Phillies. I'm Tim Kelly. Thanks for tuning in. And boy, how about that environment yesterday at Citizens Bank Park? For those of you who were down there like me, there was just a different feel in the park from what there's been for at least the last 5 years, probably more. It felt like the expectation was you were seeing a team that was a contending baseball team. It was different than even last summer when the Phillies were in first place a few months into the season in the National League East. It just felt different. You have Bryce Harper, obviously, you have to start there. You had the intro, which was special, a ton of cheers and a ton of people recording it, which I also think is a cool thing to see. You had him bowing in right field. I know Cindy Webster at WIP had a bunch of people out in right field, so that was a really cool scene. He obviously had the Philly Fanatic cleats. And speaking of the Fanatic, he rolled up, and yes, it's pandering, but it's fun. Who cares? He rolled up yesterday in a Pulp Fiction t-shirt, but instead of John Travolta and Samuel in the suits, he had Gritty and the Fanatic. Such a cool shirt. It was a cool moment, and all he did was walk yesterday, but that walk proved to be extremely crucial, and we'll get to that in a minute. For all the focus that was on Bryce Harper, and I think every single person in that ballpark would have gladly skipped over the first two batters just to get to Bryce Harper, see their reaction, and there was some expectation that he would hit a home run off of Julio Teheran based off of his history against him. That did not happen, but before Harper or Gene Segura could get to the plate, Andrew McCutchen hit a shot. I think it was 424 was the total feat. It was a long first home run of the season. It was an incredible moment. He's one of those guys that shows emotion after a home run, which makes it fun. That's contagious. There were seeds going everywhere. Fun moment, incredible moment, goosebumps type moment to start the season. He comes back out into left field, and after being a little bit of the forgotten man this offseason, the entire stadium, certainly the parts in down the third baseline in left field, stood up as he took the field, started clapping. He bowed like Bryce Harper did in right field. It was a cool moment, and it reminded me of when Hunter Pence came to the Phillies in 2011, and certainly you hope you get more team success with McCutchen than you ultimately did with Hunter Pence, but it felt like this person is just getting here, and they're realizing, oh my God, this is a special place to play. I remember in 2011 when Pence came here, and he was getting ovations running out to right field. National baseball writers who would never say something like this about Philly saying, oh my God, Philly's kind of turned into baseball heaven for a while, and it felt like it for part of yesterday. The scary part about the game yesterday afternoon is neither Harper or JT Realmuto, your two biggest offseason acquisitions and maybe your two best offensive players, neither of them had a hit. What actually happened was the bottom of the order carried you for much of the game. You had the McCutchen home run, but then in the fourth inning, you had Odubel Herrera with an RBI single. You had Cesar Hernandez with an opposite field single that played it a run. And later in the game, he smoked a ball to deep left center field. Couldn't quite get it out like McCutchen, but I think he's certainly aligned for a bounce back season. Michael Franco did hit a home run later, belted it. And, it's the bottom of the lineup, but a year ago, this isn't something 2 or 3 years ago. A year ago, these were guys hitting at the top of your lineup that are now hitting 6 through 8 in your lineup. It just gives you so much flexibility, and it leads you to think that you're not just if the first 3 or 4 hitters in this lineup don't produce, you still have a chance to win ballgames because you have guys at the bottom of the lineup that have hit higher in years past. And then, obviously, the big blow was Rhys Hoskins' grand slam. Bryce Harper said after his home run, after Harper walked in his first spring training at bat and Hoskins came up and hit a titanic home run over Frenchies, he said, get used to it. Well, it didn't take long for Hoskins to get used to it. And, I feel like this is a great friendship beyond just the players building. They share an agent. They're both 26. Harper's married, settled down. Hoskins is on his way to doing that. Has a great dog, Rookie, by the way. Shout out to Rookie. Follow him on Instagram if you're not already. It's a great friendship, and it's something that I feel like is going to be one of these great bromances that you have in Philadelphia for a long time. It's exciting, And you feel like you only scratched the surface in this first game with the Phillies offense, which is scary because they put up 10 runs. I mean, at the end of last season, you had Jose Bautista hitting cleanup. In this game, you had Michael Franco hitting eighth. It puts in perspective how good of an offseason this team had and how it feels sustainable. What they did yesterday, yes, obviously they're not going to put up 10 runs every day. And there's certainly questions about the pitching staff, which we'll get to in a minute. But you feel like you have a legitimate offense like you did in the mid-2000s, where there's some uncertainty about the pitching staff, certainly not about Aaron Nola, who we'll get to after the break. But you're going to score runs. You're going to score 800 runs, maybe 850 this season, and that is that's going to allow you to stay in games even if your pitching is not good. We're going to get to Aaron Nola's performance just after this break. Guys, after you're done listening, sharing, and downloading Locked On Phillies, BlueChew.com is the perfect place to head if you are having any trouble in the bedroom. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Why pay more just for the name brand? Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants to add extra function and enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and it ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy line, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than going to a pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Right now, we've got a special deal for my listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code MLB. Again, that's BlueChew.com, B-L-U-E, like the color, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it free. BlueChew is better, cheaper, and faster than the other choices. So Aaron Nola wasn't his sharpest on opening day. He walked five, but what you're finding with Nola is he doesn't need to be his sharpest to still be effective. He still struck out eight pitchers over six innings, and he only allowed two hits. And the thing that really stood out to me about his opening day performance against the Braves is that the Braves are a team that won 90 games a year ago. They added Josh Donaldson. They brought back Brian McCann. And they really didn't hit the ball hard at all against Aaron Nola. They did a little bit later in the game. But against Aaron Nola, they even balls they were putting in play, hitting at people, weren't hit particularly hard. And it speaks to how good of a pitcher the Phillies have in Aaron Nola. The Phillies have a ton of questions about the rest of their starting pitching staff. And for that matter, they do in the bullpen as well. Hector Neris and David Robertson both struggled on opening day. You don't want to read too much into one game, but you also don't want to entirely dismiss it. But don't take for granted how good Aaron Nola has been since about June of 2017. He has been one of the top three or four pitchers in the sport since that time. And really, at that time, I don't think it's something a ton of us saw coming. So a good start for Aaron Nola, something to build off, certainly leaves you with a better feeling than you had after opening day last year. So something to build off, and he'll start again next week. At the same time, all of this energy could evaporate if Nick Pivetta and Jake Arrieta lay eggs this weekend. Pivetta had a great spring training. To me, he looked on the cusp of a Charlie Morton-type breakout where he essentially said, I can throw the ball 99, so why am I not throwing the ball 99? Now, that may mean that he throws it 96 or 97, and he certainly wasn't throwing soft last year. I think 94.8 was his average fastball velocity. But he's mixing in his breaking pitches. He's working at a quicker pace. He looked on the cusp of a breakout, and that's certainly something the Phillies need behind Aaron Nola if they're going to be a playoff team and do damage if they make the playoffs. It would be symbolic for him to turn in a quality start Saturday night because he faced the Braves in the second game of the season last year. The Phillies did win that game, but he only lasted four innings. The Phillies obviously need significantly more than that. And then Jake Arrieta, meanwhile, will start on Sunday Night Baseball. Almost regardless of what happens Saturday, there's going to be a ton of juice at Citizens Bank Park for this game. It's a national audience, And with all the additions and how the Phillies performed on opening day, you can bet all the national narrative surrounding the game, all the coverage on ESPN is going to be super Phillies and super Bryce Harper focus heading into this game. And it probably should be. But then you're going to need Jake Arrieta to come out and turn in a solid game. He looked very good in spring training. The Phillies need him to be very good. He's one of the highest paid players on the team, one of the highest paid pitchers in the entire sport. No one's expecting him to get back to his 2015 Cy Young form, but he had an ERA over 5 after the All-Star break last year. That can't happen again. Now, he had a torn meniscus from what we learned in, I believe, January or February. That's healthy, so he looked good in spring training. He was missing bats in spring training, which is important. So it's certainly going to be a test of whether he's in for a bounce-back season. The Braves, meanwhile, are going to send Bryce Wilson, who's a 21-year-old righty that spells Bryce, B-R-Y-S-E. He's going to get the ball Saturday night. He has just 3 career big league appearances, only 1 big league start, but he's also a top 10 prospect for the Braves. And it says something about any pitcher that reaches the major leagues at 20 that, yeah, this guy's probably going to stick. He was 8-5 in the minors with a 3.44 ERA in 2018. And while some of that came at AAA and AA, some of it also came at high A. So he started the year at high A and ended up in the major leagues, and now he's going to pitch the second game of the season. And yes, Mike Fulcinevich is injured, Kevin Gausman's injured, but it still says something that he's pitching the second game of the season for the defending National League East champion Braves. While the Phillies opted to have Arrieta pitch on the national stage Sunday night, that's why they said they had Gabe Kapler said Nick Pivetta is pitching second and Jake Arrieta is pitching third, because the expectation for most is it would be the other way around. I don't know if anything else went into that, but the Phillies are going to have Jake Arrieta pitch on the national stage. The Braves, though, are going to hand the ball to a number 2 overall prospect in their farm system, Kyle Young. He's made 4 major league appearances, but this will be his first major league start. He's legit, though. Young was ranked as the 50th best prospect in the sport prior to the season by MLB Pipeline. You don't get on those type of lists by accident, because it encompasses every farm system in the entire sport. In any event, it was a major opening day. I think it's one anyone that was down there, and even if you were watching it, it's something you're going to remember for a long time. Opening day is always special, but when you have these type of expectations, you have Harper bowing in the outfield, Andrew McCutchen bowing. Like, the lead up to the game, it felt like an NBA or NFL game. They're going to do another one of these in 2 days. It was something special, and there's something magical about starting the season at home. They started in Cincinnati, I believe, back-to-back years. They were in Atlanta last year. Being at home on opening day and winning, two things that haven't necessarily been common for the Phillies in the last 15 years on opening days, it is something special, and it starts a season on a high note, a season that has great expectations. So we will talk next week as Bryce Harper prepares to head back to D.C. In the meantime, maybe he'll get into the hit column, got into the walks column, and one of those walks set Rhys Hoskins up for a grand slam. So not a bad first stint or first game for Bryce Harper, in red pinstripes. Probably a little bit more to come, though. And on any note, I'm Tim Kelly. This is Locked On Phillies. You can follow me on Twitter @TimKellySports, and I will catch you guys next week.